They told me that Belize is an English-speaking land. So I, if you want to interpret in Spanish, that's fine too.
Yo digo que Belice es lugar que... Is it Spanish or English?
It's up to you. If, do the people know English?
Majority of them.
Well, you can interpret. I want to, if I could, I just feel, Bill, would you join with me? Bill is an elder. I'm an elder.
Él es un anciano, yo soy anciano.
I want to pray for this brother, and I wonder if your wife would come with you.
Quiero orar por este varón y su esposa.
Would sister come? Brother Lewis, we want to pray for you. I just feel the Lord say that you need to be touched by the Lord. And Brother Bill and I are going to be in agreement on this. Lord, we just pray for this brother today and his lovely wife, Lord. And Lord, we are asking now that you would touch him in his soul, touch him by the Spirit, and touch him, Lord, in his flesh. Lord, I just believe he needs a touch in his health. I know I heard something today, but it stirred my heart to bring him before you tonight, Lord. And Lord, even as you touch him in a total healing, I'm asking by the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would touch him with a mighty touch of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that Spirit would move upon all this people, even the people that are gathered here tonight, that, Lord, they would know a presence and a manifestation of the Holy Spirit such as they have never known before. Lord, that it would move this people. That it would move this people by the Spirit, Lord. Lord, that they would, in their mind, in their natural thinking, that it would not be a thing that they would know what happened. But, Lord, that they would understand that you have done a mighty work in their midst. Lord, I pray, cause them down on their knees even, Lord, to seek you with all their heart. For, Lord, we know the great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand, even as the brother shared with us this day. The coming of the Lord is a great and terrible day. And your word says, who can stand in that terrible day, Lord? But, Lord, we want to bring to this people, we want to give to this brother a word in which people can stand in that day. When that midnight hour comes, Lord, that they would say, my vessel is filled. My lamp is burning, O Lord. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus, we ask. Lord, bless this brother. Bless this family, Lord. Bless them with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Meet every need that they have as they call upon you. In Jesus' name, we ask. Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord, I ask you right now to touch Lewis's body, Lord. Completely for him, Lord, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Lord, this idea, the problem that he has, Lord, a curse. Lord, you said that whatever we ask in your name, Lord, you'll do, Lord. And we believe, Lord, in your miracle, Lord. We believe in your healing power, Lord. And Lord, we ask you right now just to touch Lewis's body, Lord, and completely heal him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Amen. 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 Well, brethren, I preach the kingdom of God. I preach the kingdom of God.
Yo predico el reino de Dios, el reino de Dios, kingdom of God.
You know that there are many kingdoms.
Ustedes saben que hay muchos reinos.
There's the kingdom of Belize.
Hay un reino de Belice.
Kingdom of churches.
Reino de iglesia.
This organization, that organization.
Amen.
They all have. Maybe you should be the interpreter. You're doing good, brother. Amen. Now, he told you I'm from America. I think that's what he told you. But I do not belong to the kingdom of America. I belong to the kingdom of God.
Yo soy para el reino de Dios.
In fact, if I didn't need to have a passport to come visit you,
si no necesito tener pasaporte venir a visitar usted,
I wish I could have a passport that simply says he's of the kingdom of God.
Yo quisiera tener, si pudiera tener un pasaporte que marca él es del reino de Dios.
But they wouldn't let me come through the airport with something like that. But I am not subscribed to any other kingdom than the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you from the Word of God what this kingdom means. And brethren, you don't have to ever invite me back again if you don't want to. It's okay.
Está bien.
Bill and I are about the same age, and maybe I should say that we're in our mid 70s.
Estamos en los 70. Yo tengo casi la misma edad.
We've walked with the Lord a long, long time.
Estamos caminando con el Señor largo tiempo.
We've seen a lot of things.
Hemos visto muchas cosas.
We've seen a lot of things happen in the churches.
Muchas cosas sucediendo en las iglesias.
We've seen the kingdom of religion.
Y viendo reino de las religiones.
And I tell you, I'll speak for myself, and I know I've shared with Bill here recently.
Ya he escuchado a mí mismo y al hermano Bill también.
I've been in those kingdoms.
Yo venido, yo pasado en esos reinos.
And it didn't satisfy me.
Y no me hizo contento o satisfecho.
You know, I'm reminded that Jesus said in his prayer, "Thy kingdom come."
Me recuerdo que en su palabra.
Thy kingdom come. So Jesus was praying for the kingdom of God in his prayer.
Jesús estaba orando para su reino en su oración.
You know, you're about 38 or so.
37.
Somewhere around there.
37.
Somewhere around there.
Él adivinó que estoy en 38, pues 37 le dije.
I was about that age when the Lord allowed me to start preaching.
Yo esa edad tenía cuando el Señor permitió que yo predicara.
And I preached for several years to a people that lived high in the mountains of New York State.
Ahí en ese lugar donde vive ha predicado.
And I did not have any title.
No estaba ni un título.
Nobody called me pastor.
Nadie me decía pastor.
Nobody called me anything but Brother Mark.
Nadie me decía otros nombres que mi nombre es Brother Mark.
Amen. And there was a people down in the city that apparently heard about me, and they said, "Would I come down to the big city and be a pastor?"
En el ciudad oían de mí, y después me decían si podía ir a ese lugar.
So I agreed that I would come down because the Lord said, "These are my sheep."
Porque el Señor me dio, esas son mis ovejas.
And I went down and I agreed with the people that that's what I would do.
Y me fui a la ciudad y quedé de acuerdo con esas personas, gente.
And you know, there came a time we had a small group like this.
Y hubo un tiempo, llegó un tiempo que había un grupo así de pequeño.
And one of the older sisters came to me one day and she said, "Brother Mark, see, we were meeting in a hotel." And she said to me, "Brother Mark, we need to have a building."
Me dijo, "Brother Mark, me dice, tenemos que tener una casa de adoración."
I said, "Why do we need to have a building?"
¿Por qué tenemos que tener una casa de adoración cuando ellos están rentando en un lugar?
She said, "Well, so people will know who we are."
Para que la gente sepan quién somos.
I said, "Well, how will that be?"
¿Y cómo va a ser así?
Well, she said, "You put your name over the top."
¿Y pones tu nombre arriba?
And when people drive by, they'll know who you are.
Cuando la gente pasa, van a decir quién eres usted.
And so I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, they say that we should have a building of our own.
Yo, pues yo fui al Señor y le hablé a Dios y le dije, Señor, me están diciendo que debemos tener un edificio, un templo.
Is this of you, Lord, that we should have a building, or can we continue to meet in the hotel?
¿Es tu voluntad, Señor, de tener una iglesia, un templo, o seguir en ese hotel haciendo los servicios?
And you know what the Spirit of the Lord said to me?
El Espíritu Santo me dijo a mí.
The Lord said,
Señor dijo,
I will give you a building.
Te voy a dar un templo.
When the people know that the building is not the church.
Cuando la gente sepan que el edificio como eso no es la iglesia.
Do you understand what I mean?
¿Usted entiende lo que quiero decir?
You can ask me questions.
Pueden preguntar preguntas, no tengas.
When the people know that this is not the church,
cuando la gente sepan que este no es la iglesia,
this is metal, this is wood,
este es lámina y este es madera,
concrete,
cemento.
Do you know what the Lord told Solomon?
¿Ustedes saben lo que el Señor le dijo a Salomón?
He said, this is a nice building.
Este es un lugar bonito, una casa bonita.
But you know, the Most High does not have to dwell in a place made with stones.
El corazón no endurece, no una casa, un templo.
So I began to preach, and I said to the people,
yo empecé a predicar a la gente,
you are the church.
Ustedes son las iglesias.
You are the house of God. This is a temple of God. This is a temple of God. These are little temples of God. And the dwelling place of God, He wants to live in you.
El Señor quiere estar en ti. Quiere manifestar en ti.
If a hurricane were to destroy this structure,
si un huracán destruye este lugar, esta construcción, o este lugar,
you are still the house of God.
Ustedes son siempre la casa de Dios.
As an individual, you are a temple of God.
Ustedes es el templo de Dios.
As a corporate people,
con gente unido,
you are a house of God.
Ustedes son una casa de Dios.
God wants you to be the Mount Zion.
El Señor quiere que usted sea Monte de Sion.
The Mount Zion people of God.
Ellos son la gente de Dios.
When you hear the word Mount Zion, what do you think of?
Cuando usted oye la palabra Monte de Sion, ¿qué usted piensa?
When you hear David say, let's go up to Zion.
Cuando dice David, vamos a Sion.
Do you know the song, let's go up to Zion, the city of our God?
¿Usted sabe ese canto? No.
Okay. Well, I left some of those songs with you. You can learn some of those songs. Amen. So when I tell you, let's go up to Mount Zion, the city of God, what do you think of?
¿Qué usted piensa de eso?
Where is Mount Zion?
¿A dónde está el Monte de Sion? ¿Pueden contestar?
You can ask me questions. I don't mind. But Brother Meyer, where is Mount Zion? See, we can be Mount Zion.
Nosotros podemos ser Monte de Sion.
Don't you know? Read it in Hebrews. The book of Hebrews tells you that Mount Zion. See, Mount Zion is not just a place in Israel, in Jerusalem, on the far end of the Mediterranean Sea.
Monte de Sion no es solo en Jerusalén y en otros lugares, no.
God wants His people to begin to understand,
Dios quiere que la gente entienda, su gente,
that we are not just natural, carnal people,
no,
but
solo,
He wants us to be spiritual
no solo
people.
Somos personas carnales, no. Él quiere ser que nosotros seamos espirituales también. Amen.
Now I want to read a little scripture to you.
Quiero leer con usted una escritura.
In Luke chapter 17.
Lucas. Yes.
Now, brethren, everything I'm going to tell you is found in the Word of God. If you believe that I said anything to you that is not found in the Word of God, you may challenge me, and you will not get me angry.
No me va a hacer molesto. No, no, no.
If I cannot defend what I'm telling you from the Word of God,
si no me puedo defender de la palabra de Dios.
Do you understand why I'm saying that?
¿Ustedes entienden por qué estoy diciendo eso?
I'm saying this.
Esto estoy diciendo yo.
This is the basis of everything I believe about God,
de Dios,
about the body of Christ,
cuerpo de Dios,
about the church,
de la iglesia,
about the coming of Jesus
la
Christ,
de Cristo,
about the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Los días,
everything is here.
Todo está aquí.
In other words, it is not the traditions of the church.
No es la tradición de la iglesia.
If I'm going to hold the traditions of the church higher than the Bible, I'm no better than the Roman Catholics.
Si yo agarro la tradición de la palabra más alto, yo no soy ni una diferencia de los católicos.
I was one time in... I will get to the word. I will get... You people stand when we read the word. Is that your tradition?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's okay. God loves you if you stand or if you sit or if you kneel. It doesn't matter.
Everybody stand here.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I just want to say, I was a young man. I was 24 years old, maybe.
Yo era 24, tal vez.
And I worked in Alaska.
Yo trabajo en Alaska.
Yes, very cold.
Muy frío.
Very cold. Colder than you've ever imagined.
Más frío que usted imagina.
Okay. Are you going to be my interpreter?
That's wrong.
All right. What's your name?
My best. Livanio.
Brother?
Livanio.
Brother Livanio.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's a good Spanish name, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's not English. I know that. Okay. So, pardon me if I tell a few little stories. Is that all right?
Perdón si digo una historia. ¿Está bien?
Okay. So I was in a little tiny airplane, and there was a Catholic priest in the back seat, and I said to the man, now...
Yo estaba en un avión pequeño, y adentro de él había un sacerdote católico, y le dije al hombre...
See, now, I wouldn't call him father.
Yo no le llamaría padre.
The Bible says, call no man father.
La Biblia dice, no le llames a ningún hombre padre.
You know, why did he say that?
¿Por qué dijo eso?
Because God doesn't want us to have titles.
Porque Dios no quiere que nosotros tengamos títulos.
That's why I do not let anybody call me pastor or reverend or anything close to that.
Por eso yo no permito que la gente me llame pastor ni reverendo ni cualquier otro título cercano a ellos.
Because Jesus said to the disciples, "You are brethren."
Porque Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos, ustedes son hermanos.
And I'm the master.
Yo soy el maestro.
So we are brethren. So just call me brother.
Solo llámeme hermano.
Anyway, I said to him, I said, priest.
Yo le dije,
I called him priest.
Sacerdote.
I said, priest, tell me, I have a question for you.
Le dije, sacerdote, le tengo una pregunta.
I said, tell me, can you explain to me why your church practices things and believes things that are absolutely contrary to what the Word of God, the Bible, says.
Le pregunté, ¿por qué su iglesia practica cosas que están en contrario a lo que dice la palabra de Dios?
He said, well, our tradition,
nuestras tradiciones,
is more important if there's a conflict than the Bible.
Es más importante si hay un conflicto en la Biblia.
I said to myself, there's nothing more I can say to this priest.
Me dije a mí mismo, no hay nada más que yo pueda decir a este sacerdote.
Because every argument I want to give you has to be found right here.
Porque cada argumento que yo le quiera dar tiene que estar encontrado en la Biblia.
So now, here's the question in Luke 17, start in verse 20.
Aquí hay una pregunta en Lucas 17, empezando versículo 20.
Come over here so I can pick you up. Okay. Amen. In verse 20.
En versículo 20.
Now Jesus has been preaching the kingdom of God.
Jesús ha estado predicando el reino de Dios.
And they still don't know what the kingdom of God is.
Y siempre no saben qué es el reino de Dios.
So they came to him, it says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Y cuando le preguntaron los fariseos que cuándo viene el reino de Dios, les dijo que el reino de Dios no viene bajo observación.
Now, what did they want?
No, ahora qué querían.
When they said, when will the kingdom of God come?
¿Cuándo viene el reino de Dios?
What were they looking for?
¿Qué estaban buscando?
See, they were Jewish people.
Eran gente judía.
And they were ruled by the Romans.
Y eran gobernados por los romanos.
And they wanted a king like King David.
Y querían un rey como el rey David.
And throw those Romans out of here and we will have our own kingdom.
Y si le saca a los romanos de allí y para que tengan su propio reino.
And they thought that will be the sign of the kingdom of God.
Que eso iba a ser el símbolo del reino de Dios.
Amen. Now, Jesus answered them and he basically told them that's not going to be the kingdom of God.
Y Jesús les contestó y le dijo básicamente que eso no va a ser el reino de Dios.
Because he said the kingdom is coming and it is not going to be something that you will see with your eyes.
Porque él les dijo que el reino de Dios viene, pero no va a ser algo que usted pueda ver con sus propios ojos.
It's not going to be something you can hear with your ears.
No puede ser, no va a ser algo que usted va a escuchar con sus oídos.
It's not going to be something you can touch and feel.
No va a ser algo que usted pueda tocar y sentir.
You can't weigh it.
No lo puede medir.
You can't measure it.
No lo puede medir.
How are you going to know then that you have the kingdom of God?
¿Cómo usted va a saber entonces que tiene el reino de Dios?
In other words, like the older sister in our fellowship, she said she was thinking, well, there will be the sign over the building, and we can name ourselves anything. We can call ourselves Kingdom of God Church.
Así que estaba pensando la hermana en la congregación que podía poner un cualquier nombre en el edificio y llamarse cualquier nombre como el Reino de Dios, Iglesia Reino de Dios.
But that doesn't mean we're the Kingdom of God.
Pero eso no quiere decir que somos el Reino de Dios.
And then what did Jesus say?
Entonces, ¿qué dijo Jesús?
He said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation.
Dijo, el reino de Dios no viene con observación.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there.
Tampoco podrán decir aquí o allá.
In other words, don't say, oh, the kingdom of God is down there in Belize City.
Entonces no podrá decir, el reino de Dios está allá en la ciudad de Belice.
No, it's in Florida.
No, está en Florida.
No, there's a big man in Texas.
No, es un hombre grande que está en Texas.
No, it's in Oklahoma City.
No, está en la ciudad de Oklahoma.
No, you see, Jesus said, this is not the kingdom of God.
Jesús dijo, esto no es el reino de Dios.
He said, don't say it's here or it's here.
No digas que está aquí o está allá.
Now, brethren, I'm telling you, this is the words of Jesus Christ.
Hermanos, yo les estoy diciendo, esta es la palabra de Jesucristo.
Let's go on. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Porque verán que el reino de Dios está entre vosotros.
Where is the kingdom of God?
¿Dónde está el reino de Dios?
Where? Inside. Yes. Where's the kingdom of God? In your heart. Amen. So it's inside of you. Now, does that mean, what does that mean by being in my heart? Does it mean when I feel good, I'm in the kingdom, and when I don't feel good, I'm not in the kingdom?
¿Quiere decir que cuando me siento bien, pues estoy en el reino, y si no me siento bien, pues no estoy en el reino de Dios?
You can say amen or no.
¿Puede decir amén o no?
No, the kingdom of God is not how I feel.
El reino de Dios no es como me siento.
The kingdom of God is not just something that I want to do today.
El reino de Dios no es solo algo que quiero hacer hoy.
So you see, these are things of my soul.
Estas son cosas de mi alma.
The soul is my will, my emotions, my desires,
mi alma es mi,
my mind,
mi pensamiento, mis deseos.
It isn't even the thought that I think is not always the kingdom of God.
El pensamiento que yo tengo no es siempre el reino de Dios.
But you see, within me,
pero usted verá que dentro de mí,
God has put a spirit.
Dios ha puesto un espíritu.
You know, one of the little girls was reading the verse here about the creation from Genesis.
¿Sabe que
is this the little girl that was reading the verse?
Yeah. La creación de Génesis.
When God created Adam,
cuando el hombre, cuando Dios creó al hombre, Adam,
it said he breathed into him,
dice que respiró en él,
the breath of life.
Respiró de vida.
And what did God breathe into him?
¿Y qué es lo que Dios respiró dentro de él?
God breathed his spirit,
Dios respiró su espíritu,
into the man,
adentro del hombre,
and he became a living soul.
Se hizo un alma viviente.
So you see, it's the spirit that gives life.
Así que usted vea que es el espíritu que da vida.
Jesus talked to the woman at the well. You know the story of the woman at the well, don't you?
Jesús habló con la mujer en el pozo. Usted sabe el cuento de la mujer en el pozo.
And the woman at the well, she recognized something special about Jesus.
La mujer al pozo reconoció que había algo especial dentro de Jesús.
Because he told her some things that were going on in her life.
Porque él le dijo unas cosas que estaban sucediendo en la vida de ella.
In fact, he put his finger right on the very issues of her troubles of her life.
Él le dijo las cosas exactas como estaban pasando en su vida de ella.
And she said, well, you must be a prophet.
Pues ella le dijo, pues usted debería ser un profeta.
Amen. And then she wanted to start a religious discussion about religion.
Ahí que ella quería empezar una discusión religiosa sobre la religión.
But you know, the kingdom of God is not religion. How many of you know that?
Pero usted sabe que el reino de Dios no es religión. ¿Cuándo ustedes saben eso?
Well, it isn't whether we worship here or whether we worship. By the way, we don't need to be in competition with the place down the road.
No es si adoramos aquí o adoramos allá y no tenemos que estar en competición con el lugar que está más abajo de la calle.
I don't know who they are.
No sé quiénes son.
But you know what? They have their agenda.
Pero usted sabe que ellos tienen su agenda.
And you have the word of the kingdom of God.
Y usted tiene la palabra del reino de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're not in competition with anybody.
Entonces, no estamos en competición con nadie.
But what did Jesus say to the woman at the well?
Pero ¿qué Jesús le dijo a la mujer en el pozo?
He said to her that the day is coming, and in fact the day is now.
Jesús le dijo que el día viene y en certeza el día es ahora.
That God is looking for people who will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Que Dios está buscando adoradores en espíritu y en verdad.
Now, what do you suppose the Lord meant by that?
¿Qué usted piensa que Dios quiso decir con eso?
Let me challenge you with a question.
Déjeme hacerle una propuesta con una pregunta.
Have you ever gone to the Lord and said, Lord, I want to worship you in spirit?
¿Usted le ha dicho al Señor, Señor, yo quiero adorarte en espíritu?
And I want you to show me, Lord, what it means to worship in the spirit.
Yo quiero que usted me muestre cómo es adorar en espíritu.
What do you think that means?
¿Qué piensa usted que eso quiere decir?
Everybody's quiet.
Todos están quietos.
Don't you people ever say amen here? It's okay, I don't mind.
Está bien, yo no me molesto.
Then I know you're listening.
Pero tan siquiera sí sé que están escuchando.
Okay, so now let me ask you another question.
Ahora déjeme hacerle otra pregunta.
I have a question.
Yes.
I need to put that volume on that speaker there.
You want it cranked up?
A volume on the other.
He wants him to have a speaker.
No, oh. I just need more volume.
Oh.
He wants you to crank it up. Can you hear him in the back?
Like a little.
A little.
Speak up more.
All right.
You can hear him.
Now, what was my question? Oh! My question is now, what is the difference between worshiping the Lord with my soul and worshiping Him in spirit?
Con mi alma y con mi espíritu.
Come on, it's a question you need to know.
Es una pregunta que deben de saber.
Jesus did not say he's looking for people to worship him in their soul or with their flesh.
Jesús no dijo que él estaba buscando adoradores que le adoren en su alma o su carne.
You see, when God speaks to us, he speaks to us by what?
Cuando Dios habla con nosotros, ¿nos habla con qué?
By his spirit.
Nos habla con su espíritu.
In other words, the Spirit of God. Okay, we have God the Father.
En otras palabras, tenemos a Dios el Padre.
He manifests himself through his Son, Jesus.
Su Hijo, Jesús.
And when Jesus left, he left us with what?
Cuando Jesús se fue, nos dejó con qué?
He left us with the Holy Spirit.
Nos dejó con el Espíritu Santo.
Okay, and this is why, brethren, this is why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can hear the voice of God.
Tenemos que estar llenos del Espíritu de Dios para que podamos escuchar la voz de Dios.
I was a Christian for many years.
Yo fui un cristiano por muchos años.
And I would not allow myself to be filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Y yo no me dejé que sea lleno y bautizado por el Espíritu Santo.
Now I love the Lord.
Ahora yo amé al Señor.
I was walking as in, you know, I was good. I was not wicked. I was not living in sin.
Bueno, yo era bueno, no era malo, no estaba viviendo en pecado.
And God was trying to lead me in my life.
Y Dios me estaba tratando de guiar en mi vida.
But I was so stubborn.
Pero era tan terco.
He had to hit me over the head with a hammer to get my attention.
Me tuvo que golpear en la cabeza con un martillo para conseguir mi atención.
Now come on, I'm telling you, I'm an old man and I've been through a lot of things in my life.
Ahora les estoy diciendo que soy un anciano y he pasado por muchas cosas en mi vida.
But when the Holy Spirit came into me,
pero cuando el Espíritu Santo,
when I opened my spirit to God,
mi espíritu a Dios,
it was my spirit that I opened up to God.
Mi espíritu que yo abrí a Dios.
Then there was a flood of joy that came flowing into me.
Ahí fue una inundación de gozo que estaba entrando en mí.
Amen.
Now I asked you the question earlier.
Ahora hice la pregunta anteriormente.
This is the spirit.
Este es el espíritu.
Okay, so what is the difference between worshiping God in spirit and worshiping with your soul?
Ahora, ¿qué es la diferencia entre adorando a Dios en el espíritu y adorando en el alma?
Can I tell you something?
¿Les puedo decir algo?
My soul,
mi alma,
my soul likes your music.
Mi alma le gusta tu música. Lo hace bailar.
And my body likes to go along with it.
Y mi cuerpo le gusta ir junto con él.
But that's not my spirit.
Pero eso no es mi espíritu.
So I want to challenge you.
Solo quiero hacer una propuesta.
Get down on your knees at home.
Hínquese en su casa.
And say to God,
y dígale a Dios,
Lord, I want to learn to
Señor,
worship you in spirit and in truth. That's what he told the woman at the well.
Eso es lo que le dijo la mujer en el pozo.
And you know what?
¿Y usted sabe qué?
It's going to change you.
Te va a cambiar.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Oh, sí.
It's going to change you.
Le va a cambiar.
It changed me.
Me cambió a mí.
And it's going to change you.
Le va a cambiar a usted.
How many of you want God to change you?
¿Cuántos de ustedes quieren que Dios te cambie?
Amen.
How many of you believe that we need to be changed?
¿Cuántos de ustedes creen que debemos de ser cambiados?
You know, God loves you the way you are.
¿Sabe? Dios le ama como usted está.
But he's not satisfied that we remain the way we are.
Pero no está satisfecho que nos quedemos así como estamos.
You know why?
¿Sabe por qué?
We come to Jesus and we're children.
Venimos a Jesús y somos niños.
No, I don't mean children.
No me refiero a niños.
That's not what I mean.
No me refiero a él.
You can be sitting here for 50 years.
Puede estar sentado ahí por 50 años.
You can be as old as I am
puede
and still be a child.
Y siempre ser un niño.
God is looking for sons.
Dios está buscando hijos.
Listen, you can challenge me if you want. There are two different words in the New Testament.
Usted quiere...
One of the words is sons, which means mature ones.
Una de las palabras dice hijos, que quiere decir maduros.
And the other word is children.
Y otro es niño.
Now let me read another verse to you, if I may.
Decirle otro versículo, si puedo.
Let me finish here with what I started in Luke. He says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
No van a poder decir que aquí o allá, porque el Espíritu, el reino de Dios está dentro de usted.
And then he said to his disciples,
entonces dijo a sus discípulos,
the day will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it.
El Hijo del Hombre, usted no lo va a ver.
In other words, you're going to long to hear my voice.
De otra manera, usted va a querer escuchar mi voz.
You're going to go looking for it.
Usted lo va a ir a buscar.
You will look here and you will look there.
Lo va a buscar aquí y allá.
And now listen to what he's saying.
Y ahora escuche lo que dice.
And they shall say it to you, see here or see there.
Mira aquí, mira allá.
Go not after them, nor follow them.
No los vaya a seguir.
Now, listen.
Ahora escuche.
I have to admit that I came from America.
Tengo que admitir que vine de América.
But I am almost ashamed to tell you that I have come from America.
Que vengo de América.
Because of what America has done to the churches of all the world.
Porque por las cosas que América le ha hecho a todas las iglesias del mundo.
We have sent the wrong message.
Le hemos mandado el mensaje equivocado.
We have sent the message of let us play in the streets.
Le hemos mandado
let us have a good time.
Hay que jugar en las calles, hay que pasar un buen tiempo.
Brethren, I have been to the Philippines.
Hermanos, yo he ido a las Filipinas.
I have been to Africa.
He ido a África.
To Nigeria.
A Nigeria.
Togo.
Sierra Leone.
Liberia.
Uganda. Ethiopia.
Shall I go on?
¿Puedo seguir?
And God help me.
Señor, ayúdame.
The American television religion has infected the world.
La religión a través del televisor ha infectado el mundo.
I said infected.
Le he dicho infectado.
A disease.
Una enfermedad.
I must confess, we have not brought the true message of the kingdom of God to the churches of the world.
Le tengo que confesar que no hemos traído la verdadera sobre el reino de Dios a las iglesias del mundo.
I cry, I grieve.
Yo lloro, me duele.
Let me read to you.
Déjeme leer algo.
Let me read to you a verse from Matthew 24.
Mateo 24.
Matthew 24. Jesus said, he told them that there would be great tribulation.
Le dijo que va a haber, Jesús les dijo que va a haber gran tribulación.
And he said, he that shall endure to the end,
el que aguante hasta el final,
the same shall be saved.
El mismo será salvo.
Now, what does that mean to endure to the end?
¿Eso qué quiere decir que pueda aguantar hasta el final?
Endure.
Aguantar.
It means you're going to have a hard time.
Quiere decir que usted va a tener un tiempo difícil.
It means the true saints are going to have persecution.
Quiere decir que los verdaderos santos van a tener persecución.
It means they're going to be different from other people.
Quiere decir que van a ser diferentes de otras personas.
It means they're going to be different in the way they dress.
Quiere decir que van a ser diferentes en la forma que se visten.
They're going to be different in the kind of music that they like.
Van a ser diferentes en el tipo de música que
they're going to be different in the kinds of things that they read.
Van a ser diferentes en las cosas que ellos leen.
They're going to behave differently than other people.
Que otra persona.
Amen.
Amen.
But then he said,
pero entonces él dijo,
and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations.
En el mundo entero y será testigo a todas las naciones.
What gospel?
¿Qué evangelio?
The gospel of Matthew 24.
El evangelio de Mateo 24.
The gospel where he was talking about his coming.
El evangelio donde él estaba hablando de su venida.
Amen. Now, I don't know, I've probably gone way over time here.
No sé, tal vez me pasó el tiempo.
How long do you usually go?
As long as you want.
Oh my goodness. You don't want to be here till 3 o'clock in the morning. You'd be worn out and so would I. Let me just say something to you.
Solo permíteme decirle algo.
We need to go back into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Tenemos que entrar de nuevo en el Evangelio, Mateo, Marcos, Lucas y Juan.
And we need to understand and read it again.
Tenemos que leerlos y entenderlos.
And you need to see that everything that Jesus was teaching, he was teaching about the kingdom of God.
Usted verá que todo lo que Jesús estaba enseñando sobre el reino de Dios.
Kingdom of heaven.
Reino de Dios.
Kingdom of God.
Reino de Dios.
What that means is it's a spiritual kingdom.
Lo que quiere decir que es un reino de Dios espiritual.
It's not a natural thing.
No es nada natural.
It's not a thing you see with your eyes.
No es algo que usted pueda ver.
It's not a thing that you could feel or touch or hear.
No es algo que usted pueda sentir, tocar.
It's not the music that you hear.
No es la música.
That's not the kingdom of God.
No es el reino de Dios.
It's the quiet thing of the Spirit that comes to you.
Del Espíritu que le calma.
It's the whispering voice of the Spirit of God.
Es la voz que le habla suavemente.
And you know, sometimes if you're not quiet, you're going to miss it.
Usted sabe, si usted no está quieto, lo va a fallar.
How many of you can remember times when you've been quiet before God?
¿Cuándo usted se puede recordar cuando tiempo cuando usted ha estado quieto en frente de Dios?
And he speaks just two or three words.
Y él le dice tan siquiera dos o tres palabras.
Oh yeah. Two or three words.
Tan siquiera dos o tres palabras.
And you spend the rest of your life trying to think, what did those three words mean?
Usted pasa su vida entera pensando qué quiere decir esas dos o tres palabras.
14 years ago, I was dying of a heart attack.
14 años atrás, yo estaba muriendo de un infarto.
I told my wife to get in the car and drive me to the hospital.
Yo le dije a mi esposa que entrara al carro y que me llevara al hospital.
And I cried out to the Lord.
Yo le lloré al Señor.
While she was driving me down to the hospital.
Mientras ella me estaba llevando al hospital.
And I said, Lord, I know that a man can hear your voice when he's in trouble.
Le dije, Señor, yo sé que un hombre puede escuchar su voz cuando está en problemas.
Let me hear your voice now, Lord.
Déjame escuchar tu voz ahora, Señor.
And I heard very clearly the Spirit of the Lord said to me.
Y escuché claramente el Espíritu de Dios me dijo.
For you are dead.
Tú estás muerto.
Is that what I wanted to hear?
¿Será que eso quería escuchar yo?
But you see, I'm not dead.
Pero usted puede ver, no estoy muerto.
Well, at least this isn't dead.
Ni siquiera el cuerpo no está muerto.
But what did the Lord mean?
¿Pero qué quería decir el Señor?
The Lord must have been saying to me that I must lay down my life.
El Señor me estaba diciendo a mí que debo de poner mi vida.
And my life must not matter to me because you cannot be an overcomer if you are trying to hold on to your life.
No puede tener mucho valor si yo estaba tratando de hacer todo y no cuidar mi vida.
So you see, God is also asking us to be sons of God.
Dios nos está diciendo que seamos hijos de él.
He's asking us to be overcomers.
Está diciendo que seamos.
And he's saying that we have to endure to the end.
Y nos dijo que tenemos que aguantar hasta el final.
Now that doesn't mean you're looking for a quick escape rapture.
Eso no quiere decir que usted esté buscando un rapto rápido.
That's not enduring to the end.
Eso no es aguantar al final.
That's looking for an easy way out.
Eso es estar buscando una manera fácil de salir de ello.
You know, the disciples didn't understand it after 3.5 years.
Los discípulos no lo entendieron después de 3 años y medio.
They couldn't understand this message until they had the Holy Spirit.
No pudieron entender este mensaje hasta que tuvieron el Espíritu Santo.
Do you know how I know?
¿Sabe usted cómo yo sé?
Because when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane,
porque cuando los soldados vinieron a arrestar a Jesús en el jardín de Getsemaní,
what did Peter do?
¿Qué hizo Pedro?
What did Peter do in the garden?
¿Qué hizo Pedro en el jardín?
Come on. Somebody, here's a scholar. Somebody knows the answer. What did Peter do with his sword in the garden? Aha! He cut the soldier's ear off. Now, do you think Peter was saying, wait a minute here now. Let me get that ear. No. Peter was after the man's head. And the man went like this and it caught his ear. Why did Peter do that? If Jesus had been telling him, look, I must be crucified. I must be resurrected. So what kind of kingdom was Peter thinking about? Peter was thinking about a natural kingdom.
Pedro estaba pensando de un reino natural.
We'll put our king on that throne.
Vamos a poner nuestro rey en ese trono.
James and John were thinking of that when they said, well, I'll be on this side and my brother will be over here.
Santiago,
you know?
Pensando, pues yo voy a estar en un lado y mi hermano en el otro.
Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense.
Secretario de Estado y Secretario de Defensa.
What kind of kingdom were they thinking of?
¿De clase de reino estaban pensando?
You know what Jesus said?
¿Sabe qué Jesús le dijo?
Are you able to drink of my cup?
¿Usted puede beber de mi copa?
Amen. And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
¿Puede bautismo que cual yo estoy bautizado?
What kind of baptism was that?
¿Qué clase de bautizado era eso?
Come on. Help me out here.
Dígame.
What did John the Baptist say? I baptize you with water, but he that is coming after me will baptize you with what? The Holy Spirit. And what else? And what else? And with fire. Oh, we forgot that part, didn't we? We liked the part about the Holy Spirit, but we didn't like the part about the fire. Now, you know the meaning of baptism, right? Do you baptize with just a few drops of water? How do you baptize? You go right down in the water? Okay, that's baptized. Go right down all the way in. So baptized in the Holy Spirit means you are completely immersed in the Holy Spirit. It doesn't just mean something that happened to you 25 years ago. You have to live the life in the Spirit every day. So let's talk about the baptism of fire. So if I go and touch the hot stove, am I baptized with fire? No. I just got a little taste of it. Now, God doesn't intend to burn you up.
Dios no quiere quemarlo todo.
But you're going to have fire in your life if you're going to be a son of God.
Pero usted va a tener fuego en su vida si usted va a ser hijo de Dios.
Amen. I know I'm supposed to quit here, but can I tell you one more story?
Pero dice que voy a terminar aquí, pues puede ser una historia más.
I'm about the age of what are you? Are you about 38 or so? Oh, you're much younger than that.
Yeah.
You're 28.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Oh, I was a little older than you.
Estaba un poco mayor que yo.
But I tell you, I was in a lot of trouble.
Estaba en bastantes problemas.
Oh, my life hurt. Oh, everything about me hurt.
Mi vida me
dolía. My life was just being torn apart.
Mi vida solo estaba siendo destruida.
And then the brethren wanted me to come and teach the Word of God to them in this little mountain village.
Y los hermanos querían que yo venía a enseñar la palabra de Dios en una aldea que estaba en las montañas.
And it was such a pressure for me. I had a full-time job, by the way. I had to work.
Yo trabajaba tiempo completo.
Oh, yes. So one day I said to the Lord,
una vez, un día le dije al Señor,
Lord,
Señor,
the fire is too hot.
El fuego es muy caliente.
Give me a break.
Dame un recreo.
And you know what? I saw a vision.
¿Y sabe qué? Yo vi una visión.
I saw the hand. I saw a hand come and turn the valve on a fire burner and shut it off.
Y cierra de la válvula del fuego.
All I saw was the hand and the burner. And he turned it. And it was so nice. There was no pressure. I went to my job. Troubles on my job. I smiled. I'm so happy. People come to me with their troubles. I said, praise the Lord. I told the Lord that on Sunday night. Monday I'm happy. Tuesday I'm very happy. Wednesday I'm happy. Thursday I'm happy, but I'm getting a little worried. Friday I'm really getting worried. Saturday night I said, oh God, I'm in terrible shape. You're not going to leave me like this. You know what the verse came to me? Ephraim is a cake half turned. Remember that? It's in Isaiah, isn't it? Or Jeremiah? Do you know what I mean by a cake half turned? Pancake only done on one side. One side is done, the other side is gooey. Do you want to eat that pancake? No, you don't want to eat it. She didn't know what was that. And I said, Lord, I'm a cake half turned. You can't leave me half done. I want to be a son of God. So I said, Lord, I'm going to tell you to put me back in the fire. And I promise that I will not complain. But I want you to promise that you will finish the job. I saw the hand again. It turned it like this. And I felt the fire. And I heard the flesh. Like you put a meat on a hot iron. I heard the sound in the spirit. And I smiled. And I said, thank you, Lord. And you know, it was only a little while after that that he began to bring me out of my troubles. And he began to change my circumstances. I know you think I've been everywhere tonight. I only gave you a little bit. If you can regard me as an old man giving you some advice, some of you are as old as my children. And I ask that God will bless you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.